We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Had another visit today. Let's do the PM team prospect of the day. And that is Troy Fatanu from Washington. He played left tackle there, but he was not their blindside protector because Michael Penix is left-handed. Rare situation where the left tackle didn't have the most important job on the offensive line. I'm combing through Brian Batko's write-up on him.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up a Palamalu fan and a Steelers fan because of his Polynesian background. So he's got pictures of himself in Palamalu jerseys on his social media.
Mm-hmm.
I can picture that if they draft him, they're going to play up the fact that he's always loved the team and has a connection to one of their best players of all time. He was a first team all Pac-12 left tackle. And I've seen this from people other than Batko. He's 6'4". That's a little on the short side for an offensive tackle. He weighed in at 320, 34.5-inch arms. Batko points out that's the same length, same arm length as Dan Moore. So if they think Dan Moore or thought Dan Moore was good enough to play tackle from day one, here's a guy that there's debate about. Is he a guard? Is he a tackle? Arm length-wise, he fits into their criteria for what's acceptable and what isn't.
Well, it's just, can you get your hands on the pass rusher of beat them, literally beat them to the punch, which he would theoretically be able to.
He played 5 years because of the COVID year at Washington. He's 23 now. He'll turn 24 this season.
So if you draft him, though, presumably he sticks at left or he's a guard. And
you don't need guards.
If he sticks at left, then Jones is your right tackle, which, again, I don't love because I feel like Jones has a higher ceiling, younger player.
Khan said that Jones was going to move back to left tackle sooner rather than later.
That's why we
Tomlin gave a much more lukewarm opinion on what Jones's future might be. What we haven't really discussed maybe enough is with all the offensive tackles that they've brought in, a lot of them that are first-round projected guys are right tackles.
It's a very right tackle-heavy draft in general.
But if they do draft the guy that just played in college and is older like this guy and is ready to plug and play, in that scenario, I think they probably would just leave Jones at right tackle, and instead of, all right, Broderick, let's teach you how to play left tackle in the NFL, stay where you are, and we'll just keep this guy at his natural position. I think they do that, Chris.
They probably would in this case. I don't think he's going to be there, though. Every mock I see, he's gone earlier. Like, in that, like, 12 to 14 range. He's several picks earlier.
Who's the team that picks before the Steelers?
Although, hold on. Batko does say there could be a move to right tackle in his future in this story.
Yeah, but what is that based on?
He
didn't play right tackle in college at all.
He played guard and left tackle. Brian has talked to people. I know this about the guy. Most of the analysts who do these mocks and do these scouting reports think he could play both tackle spots, both guard spots, and has the potential to even play center in a pinch. Like, that is one of the big selling points on this particular player, is that he is like the poor man's or maybe the rich man's Graham Barton.
I'm going to go back to what that Duke Manyweather guy told the Post-Gazette. The Steelers need to stop being obsessed with position versatility and on the offensive line and draft guys that fit into certain spots and then let them play their spots. Let them play the position that they're comfortable with and used to playing, and not prioritize, oh, this guy can be a utility man offensive lineman.
Army knife, yes.
Unless you think the guy projects as a backup, in which case you want him to play that many positions. But if you think he's going to be a starter like a first-round pick, find the position that he's good at and put him there.
Well, then if you want the fewest moving parts and you want everyone playing the position that they were supposed to play, then honestly the player you should want is Latham.
Because he's been a great right tackle, and you know he can play there, and he's done it a lot in college, and just let him keep playing there. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Like, if
I'm not saying that's like my preferred pick. I love the upside of Mims. But if you want, plug and play. This guy's ready probably on day one because of repetition volume in college, and Jones kicks back to where he was supposed to play. It's Latham.
Tony Pauline, who we've had on this show a lot, who has been a draft analyst for a long time with various outlets, posted something today to his blog, Inside Steelers Plans for the 2024 Draft, and said this: speculation from people in the league familiar with the Steelers organization is that Graham Barton of Duke will likely be the pick. The reasoning is simple. Barton was an accomplished offensive tackle at Duke and projects to center in the NFL. The Steelers need help at both positions, and Barton's ability to line up at either makes him very attractive.
But he was only a left tackle at Duke, so is he a one-way guy there?
Like a Dan Moore who claims he can't play right tackle?
Well, it's either left tackle or center. Yeah, no, Dan Moore, the guy for whom so many exceptions have been made, literally can only play one position and at a mediocre level at that.
But I think Tony, that's a very salient point. If it's known around the league that Tomlin has a preference for guys that can play different positions, there's somebody in this draft who's first round graded who does have experience playing both tackle and center where they have holes. And they did, in a kind of a strange move, they did send Arthur Smith to Duke's pro day. Which, why would he need to stop off there? What else would there be for the offensive coordinator of the team, who's an old offensive lineman from college? Why else would he need to be at Duke's pro day other than give us like a bird's eye view of this
qualified
player who we're specifically interested in?
Did they send Pat Meyer down there with him?
They might have. But I know for a fact that Smith was there.
Well, I mean, if Meyer went, that's just further evidence that they're taking this seriously. I still think that I respect Tony a lot. We've had him on. I like having him on. I still think it's Mims. I just still think it's Mims. Barton is appealing in the sense that you feel like there you got your center. And yes, as you said, in a pinch, you got your tackle. I was like gung-ho for Broderick Jones last year. I'll tell you right now, like, if they don't pick Mims, but they pick like Barton or Latham, I'm not going to be mad.
Tony makes it seem like they draft Barton and they let him try both and they see which one he's better at.
Well, because positional versatility-wise. So then that means if they draft Barton, unless you think he can swing over to right tackle, unless you think he's a better left tackle prospect than Jones, that's the other thing, because he's only been a left tackle and a center. Do you think he's a better left tackle in the pros than Jones?
What's his size? If he's getting projected as a center, he can't play left tackle in the NFL, Chris.
Graham Barton's like 6'4 something or other. Hold on. Hold on, Chalooch. Just let me find it for sure.
He's 6'5", 313.
6'5", 313. That's tall for a center, although Pouncey was, what, 6'4"?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Pouncey kind of a little bit of a fib, 6'4", where he was more like 6'3"?
I don't think he was taller than
me. He was always listed at, what, 6'4", 305?
I don't think he was taller than me.
Pony's an actual 6 foot 3 inch person. I don't think Pouncey was actually his listed height.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.